الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with a very limited ability to withstand that which is surrounding us. We live in an environment which is constantly variable. And we as individuals have a very limited ability to survive within that environment, physically and spiritually. So for example, a simple example would be look at the weather and temperature. Human beings, they have a body temperature, and they have the ability to regulate that body temperature. We can warm ourselves and we can cool ourselves. And we live in an environment that has variable temperature. So, I mean, just as an example, if the temperature was always perfect outside every single day, and the humidity was perfect every single day, and the weather never changed, then you don't need to be able to regulate your temperature. You would simply have a body temperature or you would exist at that temperature. But because the temperature varies, the human body physically has the ability to change its temperature. So for example, if it's very hot outside and very humid particularly, then we begin to sweat and that cools the body. If it's very cold outside, we begin to shiver. And when we shiver, that warms the body. So we have an environment in which we exist, and then we have a limited ability to withstand changes in that environment. Beyond that, we have the ability to control, you know, I mean, we have the ability to sweat, we have the ability to shiver, we have the ability to add clothing, we have the ability to remove layers if it's too hot, we have the ability to add AC. But all of that is still limited. Because if the temperature were to go up to 200 degrees outside, no one would survive. And if the temperature were to go to, you know, minus 50, minus 100, and stay that way, no one would survive. So we have certain abilities, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He varies the circumstance around us, and we don't have control over that, but we have the ability to respond in a certain bandwidth. Now that's just a physical example, but the same is spiritual, the same applies spiritually as well. When we wake up in the morning, we go out into an environment. And in that environment is never perfect. That environment is never perfect. We go into an environment, and sometimes things don't work out. Well, why don't we put it this way? Sometimes things fall short. We have expectations, and those expectations fall short. Sometimes things are beyond what we thought they would be. Regardless, we have to exist within that, within those extremes. Now, the natural response of people is when things don't work out, they begin to panic, they get upset, they get worried, they get stressed, they become anxious. This is the natural human response. And what we have to recognize is that those environments and the change in environment is all there as a test. If we have expectations for someone to do something or someone to be some way or someone to treat us a certain way and it doesn't work out that way, then if it doesn't work out that way, that's because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the world that way. Allah has created the world in such a way that there's a constant test. Once the test is over, then there is no variation and difficulty and everyone will be in a perfect state. For example, once people pass the test and they go to Jannah, what will Jannah be? Jannah will be perfect temperature, everything the way we want it, everyone the way we want them to be. There'll be no worries. We won't be able to find anything to make us worry. You know, like, even if we looked for it, we wouldn't be able to find anything that would make us worry. Because Jannah is not a test. Jannah is a reward. So once you have a reward, then you don't need to test the person. You don't need to put the person in different circumstances. You need to just give the person that which pleases them or would make them happy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide us that which will make us happy far beyond our expectations. There'll be no worry in Jannah. There'll be no difficulty in Jannah. Everything that a person desires will be granted to them. That's because Jannah is designed that way. Jannah is not a test. Jannah is a reward. But this life is not designed that way. This life is not designed that way. This life is designed to test us physically and spiritually. So if anybody wakes up in the morning with the expectation that everything should work my way, and why isn't everything happening the way I want it to happen, and why can't everything be perfect the way I would want it to be, then they're deceiving themselves. That's not the way this world was created. It's like waking up every day and saying, why isn't the temperature a perfect 80 degrees? With low humidity. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. If the person wakes up in the morning and says, everything should be exactly the way I want it, and everyone should act the way I want them to be, and everything should happen the way I expect it to happen, then the problem is with them, not with the world around them. Because that's not the way the world exists. It's impossible that the world would exist that way because the world is created as a test. So we don't have the responsibility of waking up in the morning and saying everything should be my way. We have the responsibility of waking up in the morning and saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world as a test. Now things are going to come at me. Some of them will be expected. Some of them will be totally unexpected. Some of them will be things I never imagined. And some of them will be things that I calculated years before. But whatever the circumstance, I have to recognize that. I have to respond according to the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with me, regardless of what the circumstance is. Now, in this day and age, what happens is everybody's used to getting everything that, you know, everybody has a little bit of experience of getting things the way they want it. And society is designed that way. You know, customer service, you can have it your way. But that's not the way life is. Life will never be that way. And we have a responsibility to recognize that and go out into the world appreciating that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it as a test. The people who fail life are the ones who think that everything should work their way. Then they're complaining. How come this person doesn't treat me this way? How come my boss treats me this way? How come I'm not making as much as this other person? And they're constantly upset. And in the end, who are they upset with? They may make an excuse that I'm upset with Zayd, I'm upset with Bakr, I'm upset with Abdullah because Zayd said this and Bakr did that and Abdullah didn't show up. But the reality is, when they're upset with those people, it ends at the end point is that they're upset with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is in control. So we have one thing when we wake up, we have one prominent and dominant idea in our mind, which is that Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created a new day and has granted me an opportunity to retake my test. You know, when you have an exam in a class and you totally bomb the test, the biggest dua that the person makes at the end of the test, I wish I could go and study again. I wish I could retake this test. And if the teacher says, okay, the class didn't do well, we're going to have a retake in a couple days, and it's going to be the exact same test, and here you can take the paper home and prepare, then all the students start smiling. They say, oh, this is going to be so easy. This teacher doesn't even know what they're doing. This is just they gave us the test, and they gave us all the questions, and they'll go and get help on the exam. This is the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates for us. Every single day is an opportunity. It's a retest. And all you really have to do is pass one day. Not even pass one day. You have to find one moment in which in which we sincerely connect with our Lord. You know, like a moment in which a teardrop falls. A moment in which we say a true subhanAllah. A moment in which we are just so grateful that our tongues are bursting with alhamdulillah. A moment in which we go into sujood and we really appreciate that Allah is in control and that we are His servants. That's what life is. That's what we're seeking out. And every single day is an opportunity towards that. When we wake up, when we go to bed at night, it's to recharge so we can be tested the next day. It's to recharge so that we can be tested the next day so that we can pass the new opportunity. And it's beautiful because when we wake up, there's two things that you have to do. You know, when you wake up in the morning, you say astaghfirullah to erase all the grade book of the past, all the grades that have been recorded. Just they get removed with astaghfirullah and a true tawbah. And then the person has a new blank sheet. It's like the first day of school. You know, first days of school are coming up and people are very excited. And if you talk to a sincere student, they get very excited at the first day of school or the first day of the semester or the first day of a new endeavor, because they say, I have a clean slate. All my high school grades, they're gone. Now I'm starting college. All my college grades are gone. Now I'm starting grad school. It's a clean slate. And people get excited and they get encouraged by a clean slate. In the case of deen, every day is a clean slate. All a person has to do, wake up in the morning, make istighfar, make tawbah, erase everything from behind, and they have a clean slate and a new opportunity to approach their Lord. And only Allah provides such an opportunity, because no teacher in the world will say, okay, don't worry about all your grades in the past. Don't worry about all the fact that you didn't turn in any homework. Don't worry about the fact that you got straight zeros on all your exams. Let's just see how you do on this next exam. There's no teacher in the world. There's no college in the world. There's no program in the world. There's no profession in the world. There's no boss in the world. There's no parent in the world that would ever create such an opportunity. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates that opportunity, whereas Allah was the most deserving of everything perfect being granted to Him. Your teacher themselves didn't get straight A's when they were in school. So what are they looking for? They themselves, if you go back to their history, they themselves made so many mistakes. And if they were to just reflect on that, then they would appreciate that, you know, there's a limit to what my students can produce. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of everything that's great and is perfect in every way and has granted us everything that we have and are. Yet He creates the opportunity that a person can wake up every single day and start completely new. So we should be grateful to our Lord and we should be thankful. But when we wake up, we shouldn't be upset. We should not be upset with the circumstance that we find ourselves in. We should be grateful that this is the test that Allah has provided us with. Everybody's test is going to be different. You can't look at somebody else's test and say, how come I don't have their test? Every test is different. I will tell you that some people are tested with lack of funds. They're trying to make ends meet, and it's a horrible test, and it's extremely difficult. And some people are tested with abundance of wealth. And believe it or not, they have the same difficulties. They have the same difficulties. The person who has abundance is looking at the person who has a simple life and saying, I wish I could be simple. And the person who has a minimal is looking at the person who's wealthy and wishes I could have more. That's human nature. That's human nature that we compare. That's how human beings, they deceive themselves and they begin to go astray. Everybody's test is independent. It is how Allah created the world. It's every single person has a completely unique circumstance. Our responsibility is not to complain about the test, not to wake up and have expectations that why is there a test. Our responsibility is to wake up and say, this is my test. I have the same opportunity to pass as anybody else. I have the same opportunity for reward as anybody else. On the day of judgment, the person who donates $1 billion to a hospital and the person who donates $10 to a hospital can be absolutely equivalent if their intention was the same and they gave the max that they were able to give. There's somebody who has $100 in his pocket. He takes out $10 and donates it to a hospital. And there's somebody that has $10 billion in their bank account, and they take out $1 billion and donate to a hospital. Probably the person who had $100 who gave $10 may even get a greater reward, because they're extremely dependent on that $100 that they have. The person who has $10 billion and gives $1 billion, you know, it's 10% still, but they don't even have to flinch when they do it. They don't even feel the effect of it. So we have to appreciate, number one, that we are in a test, and that will not change. Jannah is a place of reward. In Jannah, the temperature will be the same every day, or it'll vary in whichever way Allah wants it to vary, but it'll be perfect for, I can say it this way, I can't say the temperature would be the same every day, but I can say it'll be perfect every day. Everything will be perfect in Jannah. Our environment will be perfect. Our clothing will be perfect. Our interactions will be perfect. Our company will be perfect. Our experiences will be perfect. That's guaranteed. That's because that is a place of reward. In this life, it will not be perfect. In fact, nothing will be perfect. Rare will be the circumstances that are perfect. It'll always be either too cold or it'll be too hot, or it'll be too wet or it'll be too dry, or it'll be too humid or it'll be too, you know, dry. That's how Allah created the world that we live in. And human beings, you see the way they respond. It's too hot. Everybody says, it's too hot. It's too hot. Why is it so hot? Then the winter comes. It's too cold. It's too cold. Why is it so cold? That's the way Allah created it. What can you do? You're not going to be able to change it. It may just make dua. Alhamdulillah, Allah didn't make it so cold that we can't survive. And Allah doesn't make it so hot that we can't survive. Alhamdulillah, Allah created the temperature and left it in a spectrum that allows us to survive and gives us an opportunity to worship Him the next day. That's the reality of the world around us. And the people who are upset and angry and depressed and saddened, the foundation of that is that they want to control. They want everything around them to be controlled. They want their children to act exactly the way that they script. But life doesn't work that way. They want their spouse to act exactly the way they script. But life doesn't work that way. They want their job to be and their career trajectory to be exactly the way they script. Nobody's life works that way. There is not one exception. I hear stories from the whole gamut. Everybody has the same complaint. It's not working the way I expected. Yes, of course it's not working the way you expected, because Allah has created variation in the environment around us. And that variation is physical and it's spiritual. It's physical and it's spiritual, and we're happy with whatever Allah tests us with. Why? Because it's all temporary. It's all temporary. If anybody's seeking any consolation in their circumstance, then they should know that it's all temporary. No matter what difficulty comes, in the end, it's limited. It's temporary. And no matter what blessings come in the end, it's temporary. You could be the strongest man on the planet. I guarantee you, 30 years from now, you will not be the strongest man on the planet, because human bodies are temporary. You could be the most beautiful person on the planet, physically the most beautiful person on the planet, and 30 years from now, 50 years from now, no one will look at you. You could be the most wealthy person on the planet, but you'll go to the grave with nothing but dust. That's the way Allah created it. That's the reality. It's equalizing. But once we pass this life, everything will be permanent. And we know, I mean, I've told you many times over and over again, that on the day of judgment, the most blessed person will be brought before all of humanity, and they'll be put in Jahannam for a minute, not even a minute, a millisecond, a moment. And then they'll be pulled out of the most blessed person will be put in Jahannam, and then pulled out of Jahannam, and then be presented to humanity and asked, did you ever experience anything good? And they'll say, what are you talking about? I have no recollection of anything good. That person who had a silver spoon in their mouth when they were born and died with a silver spoon in their mouth when they passed away. Everything worked exactly the way they wanted. They had wealth. They had property, they had respect, and what happens? When they get into Jahannam for a moment, everything is forgotten. And the person who suffered everything, suffered every difficulty, suffered just enormous difficulty in this life, is put in Jannah for a millisecond, and they have no complaint. They can't remember, I was sick, I couldn't eat on certain days, I had limited funds, life was difficult, no one respected me. They can't remember a thing. So we have to be, we are people who understand, the blessing is that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has forewarned us of this very big, of this reality. We're not deceived by the fact that this life is some sort of permanent place and that there's some sort of objective other than seeking Jannah or Jahannam. We're not confused. You know, it would be a shocker. Imagine, you have no clue, you're just walking around randomly, one day you die, you're in the grave, and now you're like, whoa. That would be a shocker. No one told me. I had no idea. What is this? There's no shock. There's no shock here. Everything has been clearly laid out. That's the barakah of having Rasulullah SAW in our lives and deen as our guiding light. What is the benefit? What is the benefit of being in the ummah of Rasulullah SAW and being and recognizing that Allah is one and Rasulullah SAW is his messenger? What's the ultimate benefit of that? It's not that, oh, the ultimate benefit is prayer, or the ultimate benefit is hajj, or the ultimate benefit is sawm, or the ultimate benefit is sadaqah. The ultimate benefit is the singular realization that this life is a test created by our Lord, and that there is a permanence beyond it. That is the fundamental reality of everything of deen. Now, once a person recognizes that this life, that this world was created by our Lord, and that it is not permanent, and that there is a permanent reality behind it, then you say, okay, now how do I succeed? How do I please that Lord? How do I avoid displeasing that Lord? Then the name of things that please that Lord are salah, sawm, zakah, and hajj. Those are the details. Those are the details. But what's the big picture? The big picture is we're passing through a place and that we will take nothing with us when we go from here. And that the only thing that will matter is our deeds. And that when we end up in the grave, that is when the real life begins. Because if a person did good, they will begin to experience that good in the grave. And if a person did bad, they will begin to experience that bad in that grave. And then the reality will be open to us. So, that we are the most blessed people on the planet because the facade of this life has been totally made clear and elucidated to us. You know, if a person invests a scam artist shows up. A scam artist shows up and convinces you that this is a great investment. You can put in $1,000, you'll get 50% return, and you'll get 50% dividends on your investment, and 10 years from now, it'll be worth 10 times more. I'm going to build this building, and I'm going to rent it out, and you're going to make this much money. People get very excited. And then when people invest, and then they lose all their money, then they say, I wish I would have known. Oh, I should have known this guy's a scam artist. I should have known. They kick themselves. I should have known this guy was a scam artist. Shaitan is the biggest scam artist. He whispers in your ear and he says, oh, that's nice. Wouldn't it be nice if you had that? Wouldn't it be nice if you did that? Wouldn't it be nice to experience and taste that and feel that when all of it is worthless? All of it is worthless. And the beauty is that we have the clear-cut message and established in the Quran and the Sunnah that this is the way by which a person who recognizes this reality lives this life. Rasulullah ﷺ was the most cognizant of this reality and reflected this reality in the greatest way. And we don't even have any confusion. You know, once we recognize that we accept this tawheed and akhirah, then all we have to do is say, okay, Rasulullah ﷺ knew this, he brought this message to us, these are the footsteps that he took, cognizant of this reality. We have to walk on these exact footsteps to succeed in this circumstance, in this scenario. That's all we have to do. You want to ask a question, how can I succeed in this difficult this difficulty called life? It's so challenging. Can't control the environment around us. How do I succeed? All you have to do is say, what did Rasulullah SAW do at this circumstance? What did he do in that circumstance? What does the Quran and the Sunnah establish for us? And that's it. If we knew the reality of Jannah and Jahannam and the false vanity of this life, and it was absolutely clear to us, everyone would be perfect. Everyone would act in the most perfect way. You know, I mean, literally, if somebody were to show up in Jannah for a millisecond, see it, and come back here, their whole life would change. And if somebody were to show up in Jahannam for a millisecond and come back here, their whole life would change. So the what's driving that reality is the end point. Now what happens is in this life we create these false successes. You know, oh, you got this degree, so now you're successful. Oh, you lived this certain lifestyle for now, so now we're successful. Oh, you know, X, Y, and Z respects you in a certain way, so now you're successful. The world writes about you in the paper, now you're successful. So these false goals arise, and then they get embellished by the whisperings of, you know, Shaitan. And then we begin to think, deceptively, that there's some sort of permanence to that, when there's no permanence to that. If it's a good deed, and it's a service done with the intention of earning Allah's pleasure and earning a reward in the hereafter, then we should do it. I'm not saying that good deeds, you know, everybody needs to sit in a hut and just not move and wait until they pass away. The reality is that these are opportunities, but they're not opportunities to elevate ourselves or to try to have things the way we want them or to seek some sort of worldly gain and goal. Our purpose is the hereafter. Our mechanism of getting to the hereafter is to serve our Lord and to serve His creation. Very, very simple paradigm. So we should awaken to this reality. If we go outside and it's too hot, that's a reminder that there's someone else in control. If we go outside and it's too cold, that's a reminder that there's someone else in control. If we go out and it's just right, that's also a reminder that there's someone in control. These are the fluctuations of life which create challenges to which people have to respond. And these fluctuations, they exist in the physical environment. They exist in the spiritual environment. They exist in our interactions with others. They exist in the wealth that we're granted. They exist in the time that we're given. They exist in the health that Allah bestows upon us. They exist in the youth that Allah grants us. All of these are fluctuations. You fluctuate in age. You fluctuate in relationships. You fluctuate in wealth, you fluctuate in education, you fluctuate in strength, you fluctuate in ability. All of that is part of the test. All of that is part of the test. The strong have the responsibility of helping the weak, and the weak should have the expectation that they will be helped by the strong. It's all part of life. And we will fluctuate through that. We're born weak, we get strong, we become weak. No one can change that. No one can say, look at this baby, this is the strongest baby ever created. All babies are the same. They can't do a thing. They have to cry anytime they need anything. And all people, as they become older, are in the same circumstance. They all become dependent and they become limited in what they were able to do relative to who they were years before. We can't change it. Now you see that the world is trying to change it. Anti-aging, freezing techniques, this and that. You can delay it, but you can't eliminate it. It's human reality. It's programmed in our DNA. We're programmed to degrade. We're programmed to pass away. So we should awaken to this, that this is a test. Rather than trying to divert the test, we should seek the test. We should grab the test head on. No, I'm trying to delay my aging. What are you trying to delay aging for? Are you trying to do more good deeds, or are you just trying to delay aging so you could enjoy life more? Because if you really want to delay aging, then the place that happens is called Jannah. That's the ultimate delay of aging. People will be there permanently because our composition will be different. Our DNA makeup will be different in the sense that we won't be programmed to eventually end. We'll be programmed for permanence. But we have to accept that reality. And that means that whatever our circumstance is, we accept, we face it head on. We're grateful to our Lord. We seek the Quran and the Sunnah in order to determine how to best deal with that circumstance with a glimmer of hope that we'll earn a reward in the hereafter. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala awaken us to this reality and that He make us among those who succeed in both this life and the next. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ